It's one per approved lot, and those are the lots, so it'd be one.
So they couldn't be merged and squeeze one more in there?
Well, the density might be thicker. Remember when we brought the density to you to look at that we didn't look at?
So yeah. they could build a bigger building.
Yes.
More bedrooms. It could be multifamily.
Yes, 12 bedrooms.
Ma'am, you had your time to speak. I need you to respect the process, please.
And they would have the ability to replat and maybe condominium plat and get a couple, three more. I mean, you can look at the density in Branson Cove.
That's what I'm saying. If you sort of look
maybe
what's adjacent.
Six of them. Due to our current density, one per 8,000 square feet. And I did bring that before the Planning Commission that we had no interest in trying to look at the density or the square foot in these type of subdivisions, so I haven't pursued it any farther.
So the two lots below these three?
We have not spoken to that person. They didn't.
I thought I just understood them say that Branson Cove owns those, is that correct?
I haven't looked, I think so. I don't know if it's association or Branson Cove. Cody can click on it on Beacon and see.
So basically, we're trying to bring it back. Try to clean it all up and get it all to the NR1.
Yep. And if the Branson Cove desires that or not, I don't know. I would assume so. If that subdivision to the south desires that, we could take a look at that. But I haven't had any indication of that. I mean, if you look at what happened to over by Chateau Cove, that's what happened to it. The whole subdivision close to Chateau Cove. All was rezoned to NR1.
I can't read that. What's that?
Branson Cove LLC.
On both of them?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Any other questions?
The ownership of those other three lots that we're talking about, that's not Branson Cove.
No.
No, they're actually, are all three here in the audience?
Right. Okay.
Yep.
So my assumption would be those owners want to sell it to Branson Cove.
I have no idea. They have not told me that. And that's, they have not. Discussions were the issue with 2 years ago not being, I mean, coming, they drive right through Branson Cove and not being approved 2 years ago. Now Branson Cove's built out.
Well, again, ours is to review and make a recommendation of the Taney County Commission, and again, we normally, do to get to a vote, we'll read a motion to approve and then either vote it up or down. Are we far enough along to do that, or do we want to have more discussion amongst ourselves on any other good questions? We've had a few pop up.
Again, we have the big flood, but I don't know if it's ongoing every time it
guys out there numerous times, the surface discharge water did not run onto the adjoining property. The groundwater, underneath, you can just look at the picture to the left, see where it's coming out of the pavement. There was a huge groundwater release at that location at the DNR. They even thought maybe the swimming pool, the folks in the audience, was leaking. Because it wouldn't even rain, they'd still have water. And yes, their lot is soppy wet. Yes, there probably something got released for groundwater, but there's no regulation that I've found with the DNR or us.
You've had your time, sir.
Subsurface water regulations. An engineer, I mean, if there's somebody to go after, the engineer has a stormwater plan for the 100-year rain that runs to that detention basin and releases out of that detention basin. If it's not working, then we could possibly go back to him to redesign his detention basin.
Can you go back to them? I mean, can you force them to go back and do that?
Ransom Cove?
Ransom Cove, I mean, it was designed to work, obviously.
For 100 years.
Yeah, and now it's not, so I mean, do we have any leverage at all to help?
Well, again, Tom, I've only seen subsurface. You keep saying it's not working.
I get subsurface is an issue, but it's still an issue.
But we don't regulate subsurface water.
Because subsurface water in this county is everywhere.
But it got released there big time. It'd take some drain tiles,
Sir, I need for you to please respect the process. You had your time up here. You could have showed photos. So I need for you, you're not helping your cause right now.
All this has already been discussed. We turned in photos.
Sir, you've had your time. Question is just, you know, the properties we're looking at, obviously there's issues down below, but what is it, will it benefit or hurt or potentially help, or, you know, by not allowing it maybe puts a little more pressure on trying to
say, I mean,
to say yes?
You say yes, they got a property that didn't want buildings and nothing.
Yeah. So with that, do we...
But I know, you know, I can see why they want.
Yeah, I mean, both sides to me make sense. There's good.
I think we need to clean up the mess before we clean up the zoning.
Do you want to bring a motion so we can vote on it?
We have to bring a motion to vote on it, but you know, there's been several major projects in this county that, you know, we get lots of promises and lots of what we're going to do and a lot of engineers. And at the end of the day, somebody ends up with their lot trashed. And whoever was going to do it takes some money, and they're happy, and they're good. No, we want to do some more, fix the mess. And in order to bring it to a vote, we have to have a motion to approve.
Correct.
We can't make a motion to deny. It has to be a motion to approve. So it either passes or fails. If it's a motion to deny that fails, does that mean it's approved? So I'm telling you that so you'll know why I make a motion to approve it as written.
And then I'll have to read the specific motion. If we get a second. Okay, so we've got a motion and the second, and I'm going to tie all three together here with the motion. The motion to recommend approval of application 2024-31, 2024-32, and 2024-033 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps for parcels located at 297 Ingalls Lane, Hollister, Missouri, parcel 18-7.0-26-003-001-005.000275 Ingalls Lane, parcel 006.000.N249 Ingalls, parcel 006.001 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to NR zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So the motion is to approve that. All in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye. Oppose? Nay? So that's a unanimous against that will be sent in the form of a resolution to Taney County. So do y'all get what just happened? So the meeting actually again is the 16th at 9 a.m. next Monday with the Taney County Commission. So with that, we're going to move on. We've got one other item this evening. We've got a conditional use permit for 2024-018.
Good evening.
Give me just a second to kind of get things rolling here.
No problem.
I'm going to do a little background for you, and then I'll let you go.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Case number CUP 2024-018, Big Cedar LLC, is wanting, the address is 689 High Mountain Drive, Ridgedale, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 9, 8, and 17, Township 21, and Range 21. The request, Big Cedar is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for four parcels of outdoor activity venue. This includes motorized vehicle tracks, a shooting range. The property is also located, at 689 High Mountain Drive, parcel numbers 20-2.0-09-000-000-012.001. Next parcel number would be 20-3.0-08-000-000-001.012. Next parcel 20-3.0-08-000-002.000, and the final one 20-4.0-17-000-000-005.00. So real quick, let me get us acclimated. Highway 65, everybody knows, I think, where we're at, 86, Big Cedar, top of the rock, directly east, back the other direction. Here's the four parcels they requested, 1, 2, 3, and 4. So the property is zoned A1 agricultural. You can see to the, I guess that'd be the northeast, you got some RR1 to the south, A1. To the west, you got R1 and A1, and to the north, you got the RR1 and a little bit of A1 in there, too. This property is served by a private well for water and septic for wastewater. Access to the property is off High Mountain Drive. There's a little bit of history with this. I think it's in your guys' packet. They're not wanting to do quite the same thing. They're changing it up. That being said, if the staff was to recommend this, we would want to have a few requirements, and I'll go back to this, but real quick. These are the requirements the planning staff thinks that needs to be in place. Compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulation related to Article 023.000 section. It's for conditional uses. A commercial building permit shall be required for all structures in the development. Article 003.000. Compliance with Taney County.